See, the left on campus, the administrators, what they say is it's not anti-Semitism. It's just free speech. We hate Jews. So we should be able to say that and do things that show it. I mean, all right, we want to pretend we don't hate Jews while hating Jews.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. President Trump, he should get the Peace Prize just for this, okay? So I'm serious. He should win the Nobel just for this. Systematically dismantling Jew hatred, Jew anti-Semitism as policy on college campuses. And I'm about to prove to you this was going on. Not just, you know, the Democrat leaders of these campuses saying, oh, Trump's out there trying to squelch our free speech, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. No, they're the Hitler. Because you know what Hitler would have loved to have seen on campuses? In fact, did do a similar thing. A Jew exclusion zone. They didn't call it that, Nazi Germany, but they actually had spaces on campuses in the earlier part of Hitler's regime where Jews couldn't go. Which is weird because they had that at UCLA too. Wait. Nazi Germany had a Jew exclusion zone on their campus. Yes, it did. There were places you couldn't go, and in classrooms, places you couldn't sit. There were classrooms you couldn't go into. You were segregated into part of campus, and then you were eventually kicked off, which I guess is what the Democrats are working up to. I don't know. I can't believe I'm reading this headline in 2025, but I'll go ahead and read it. UCLA, so University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA pays big settlement over, quote, Jew exclusion zone, unquote. $6 million to settle the lawsuit brought by Jewish students and faculty members over the school's handling of anti-Israel protests. Most specifically, allowing protesters, who, by the way, Lee, were many of them not students, to ban Jews from part of the campus known as the Jew Exclusion Zone. The lawsuit was brought last year by the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, and accuse UCLA of aiding and abetting it. Okay, here's what happened. You go back to the height of this. These Jewish students, many of whom are Orthodox, so they, you know, the men actually, you know, wear the...
Yeah, there's visible...
skullcap.
Yeah, right.
Right, so they are obviously Jewish, and one of the lead plaintiffs here is an Orthodox dad of four who wears it, so he's very identifiable. They would not allow you into that part of campus, which he had to go to class, unless he would denounce Jews and Judaism. Swear a blood oath. That's Hitler stuff. So, and so he said, yes, he had to change his routes. They gradually took over more of the campus, so there were classes he couldn't go to. And even after the federal judge ordered the faculty and staff at UCLA to dismantle the Jew exclusion zone, they refused to. You know, they have their own police force, right? So they could have removed these people, many of whom were trespassing, committing crime to be there on the campus is trespassing. They ignored the judge's ruling that they were to, on civil rights grounds, Lee, dismantle the Jew exclusion zone. Why? Because they liked it. They thought it was cool. I mean, Jew hatred has become hip. Let's not kid ourselves.
I thought liberals were against segregation.
Yeah, they become more Nazi-like every week. And have you noticed, like, as you've always said, Lee, they accuse you of what they are. Mm-hmm. The more they scream Nazi, 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 yeah. Nazi, I swear it's because that's what they're becoming.
Yeah. The mustache is showing.
Yeah, I swear. Well, it is. They might have, before too long, they'll be growing it at the rate we're going. So federal judge says, no, you've got to dismantle the Jew exclusion zone. You've got to get rid of that. They just don't. Now they have to pay out $6 million to Jewish students. So remember what they did after that, because it was almost, and I said at the time, like they were mocking Jews. They not only refused to remove the trespassers from the campuses, many of whom didn't even go there. They then sent the Jewish students emails warning them, hey, you might want to not come on campus. You might want to just go to school online. Here, we'll let you do that because you could be hurt. While refusing to remove the people doing the hurting, the spitting, the shoving, the violence. Because if you entered the Jew exclusion zone and you refused to denounce your religion or Judaism, they would beat you, spit on you, shove you, take your stuff. So this was physically violent. This is straight out of Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. But it's UCLA.
Yeah.
So they ignored the judge, just figured, I guess they're liberals, they could do what they want, free speech, blah, blah. Well, they just lost $6 million. Yitzchak Frankel, then a third-year law student at UCLA, father of four, said he faced anti-Semitic harassment for wearing a kippah and was forced to abandon his regular routes through campus because of the Jew exclusion zone. When anti-Semites were terrorizing Jews and excluding them from campus, UCLA chose to protect the thugs and help keep Jews out. The other thing they did was refuse to punish students who were taking part in this as well. They knew who they were. And this was obviously a violation of the student code of conduct, but they either wouldn't bring charges against them or they dropped the charges they had $6 million later. So good, because I'm here to tell you this was just a test case. Christians were next. If the left got to do this, they were going to go wild. They always do. And Donald Trump is dismantling this system. So good for him, because this wasn't going to end well in our country. And Lee, you can see where this is coming from, because remember what we learned from the Biden administration, their spokesperson, John Kirby, and I will never forget this. Who is funding the violent anti-Semitic street marches like the Jew exclusion zone? Iran. Iran is funding it. The world's number one state sponsor of terror, sponsoring Democrat street marches when the Chinese aren't paying the bill.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the other side of this argument, too. Not only were they, you know, Jew-hating and anti-Semitic, but they were promoting a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And terrorism against Jews.
Yep. And the financial bloodshed hasn't stopped there. Listen to this. Harvard has now said it will dish out $500 million to settle their dispute with President Trump. That is over double what Columbia University paid when they caved. And the beauty of the Columbia one, that was a $200 million. So basically, they're paying the government $200 million in damages for their Jew hatred and their anti-Semitism, while admitting they did it in order to get their federal funding restored, and they've got a whole management plan to help them hate Jews less.
Well, they'll probably go up on the tuition and then basically get more federal money for it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But the beauty of this is not just that Trump extracted this fine from Columbia. It's $220 million. And then they get, if they pay it and put themselves on this plan, they get the research money back, which means the federal government can come in and check on what they're doing. They had to admit that they had discriminated against Jewish people, and that they are in need of a management plan. And that's huge, Lee, because these people were all on television, including liberal television hosts, you know, claiming, oh, it's Trump. He's a censor. He's Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. He wants to censor speech. We can't advocate for Palestinians. We can't advocate for Gazans. And that's not what this was about.
No.
They can do those things just fine. They can let protesters do those things all day long if they want. You just can't beat Jews and exclude them from campus. You can't tell Jews, hey, you're different, you're less than, you have to go and go to school online because the thugs that we refuse to remove might beat you. So, by the way, they also agreed to pay $21 million to settle the investigation costs bought by the U.S. government. So Trump investigated them for their anti-Semitism, and they have to pay for the investigation as well. Total winning. Total winning. And in exchange, Columbia gets its grants restored if it is found to have stopped the Jew discrimination and Jew hatred. So this is nipping this in the bud. This is huge. Because, I mean, Lee, you know how stuff starts in our society. It starts on campus, and then it spills off. We do not need that. And, you know, that's the one side of this coin. The other side of this coin, and Trump gets this implicitly, is that these universities were using visas where they largely approve who gets the visa and the government rubber stamps it without doing much research. They were using them to bring violent Hamas supporters and recruiters to campus. Hamas is a designated terror group. To campus. they had become a back door for them to get into this country. Then they're going to campus, stirring up the, you know, Jewish exclusion zones, leading the violent protests, and Iran pays for it all. And you were watching the weaponization of the Democrat Party, and it was all coming off campus. So Trump is like, no, we're not going to turn campus into an anti-Jew terror training camp, because that's where it was going. But not anymore. Total win. And folks, again, internationally speaking, I think Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize just for this. I mean, if we gave it to Obama just for being black by while winning the presidency, right? Yeah. So the Third Reich is going to have to pipe down for a little bit. Third Reich is on the left, as we can see.